So amongst the crowd here waiting for the rocket launch, I detected an American accent, and you know, as the primary pioneers of space travel, I thought I would ask who this is. So this is Amara Grappa, and perhaps you could tell us what your job entails, because it's quite interesting.
Yeah, I might be the only planetary scientist in Latvia. And this means that you look for funding in different ways. So I have a position at the University of Latvia, Institute of Astronomy. I have a position at Planetary Science Institute in Arizona. They don't care where in the world I live and work. And I have a new position. I started an NGO called Baltics in Space. And this is to support a large conference that will be in Latvia and Riga this September. There will be 800 planetary scientists at the RADIS in blue, presenting their NASA, ESA, JAXA, Chinese Space Agency, all of those. They'll be presenting their mission results and their planetary science results.
Wow, so in a very real sense, Latvia's already involved in space exploration, scientific research.
Yes, there is. We're trying to do more. And so one of my tasks is to promote and communicate what our Latvian and Estonian and Lithuanian and Finnish colleagues are doing so that we can build more collaborations in this region.
And as regards today, I mean, are you here as a sort of novelty, or do you think this really is a kind of a first step to something bigger?
Well, Latvia has a satellite that's been on the ground for many, many years. It's not launched, and I think the Latvian public might be frustrated. And I think my suggestion is, why don't we start from zero with the enthusiasm of the public that we have? So in my mind, this is historic for Latvia. Finally, we're getting off the ground and we're doing something that the public has wanted for a long time.
And do you think it's realistic to say that, you know, next year we're going to see 2 kilometer launch today, as it were, but we're going to see 100 kilometers next year?
I think so.